You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We are talking to CEOs about leadership straight from the nation's capital. What's in the portfolio of these leaders? We want to find out all their leadership decisions, which ones worked, which ones didn't, how they did it, and what they can teach us. It's all in Leaders Portfolio. First guest, Leaders Portfolio Studio, the president and CEO of Segway Technologies, Mr. Brian Callahan. Welcome, Brian, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. I'm happy to be here.
Now, Segway Technologies is an IT company based in Arlington, Virginia. It's ranked 1,017 on the Inc. 5000. In 2005, you had revenues of $2.2 million, and by 2008, revenues of $8.2 million. So you experienced 302% growth. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
Your company, what you provide is web-based software applications, maintaining secure networks, integrating enterprise data systems, and designing net-centric intelligence systems for public and private clients. But you explain better what you provide.
I'm happy to do that, Rebecca. Thanks. Yes, Segway is an IT solutions provider. There's really four core areas that we get involved with. The start of it is software development, custom software development, web application development. That's what our first contract was in, and everything from that has grown out. So we got into, because we were building applications for our customers, we tended to get into taking care of their networks, the servers, the things that those applications would run on. And then as we got more involved with some of our customers, we get involved in working with their data. And so we started doing things to allow them to do query, reporting, analysis, really mining that information that they had. And that falls in an area of business intelligence solutions. And then we also get into doing, as I said, website, web development, some other things around that. And supporting all that really is the services around business process engineering, you know, understanding someone's requirements, really trying to figure out what it is that they need and helping them to, you know, redesign the way that they do things, redesign their process, and then develop a solution that's going to fit well into that environment.
It seems to me one of the things that's different about Segway Technologies versus some of your peers is that you do small web contracts as well as large government contracts. Yeah. And it seems people, you know, if they do the large government contracts, they stop doing the small web contracts. So right. Tell me why.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, Rebecca, because when we were small, those small websites didn't seem so small. And it was an area that one of my partners is really involved in those types of things. And so we were out, hey, this is good business. It keeps us on the edge of technology, and we're hoping to grow those small things into something bigger, which is the same thing that we had done. A lot of our work is in the government sector or the nonprofit, and we usually started with small things. You get a foothold in somewhere, do a good job, the customers learn to trust you, we better understand their business, and then we grow things. I like to call it organically growing things from there. So.
And you know, do you ever find that since you do small and large, the small business owner is scared away, and they think, oh, the costs are going to be too high because they do these large government contracts too, or not really?
No, I don't find that. I think there's a lot of small businesses out there, and I talk with small business owners day in and day out that are looking to try to figure out how do they get into those bigger contract offerings, because it is difficult, particularly on the government side. And there's a lot of barriers to entry, and you really have to be able to go in with some solid qualifications to be able to compete and win in those offerings. So,
talk to me about that, because you were that person a few years ago, right?
Right.
Trying to get in to the larger government contracts. What were some of the barriers to entry you faced?
Well, one is just trying to understand the maze of government contracting and how that works. Another one is really a lot of the qualifications to go after a large size contract. You need to have some kind of demonstrated past performance. That's one of the first things that the evaluators will always look at. And if you're small, you don't really have those things built up. So that the way most companies do that is to get on a team as a subcontractor to a larger one, build up some experience, get some of those qualifications. The way we were able to do it is we had a small development contract that we started doing with, and we grew, as I said, organically from there because they were happy with what we were doing. We got to know some other people who had similar problems, and we grew it out from there.
Would you say on the government side, it's harder to get in, but it's easier to stay in?
I think so. I hope that's going to be the case, Rebecca.
That's what we're shooting for. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're speaking with the president CEO of Segway Technologies, Brian Callahan. So let's talk about your growth. 301% growth from 2005 revenue of $2.2 million to 2008 revenue of $8.9 million. What leadership decisions did you make to make that happen? And how much of it was spontaneous and had nothing to do with your decision making?
Well, I would say I would like to say that it was all well thought out plan, but obviously things like that don't happen. What I would say, though, from a leadership standpoint is we recognize, and that's myself and my partners, recognize that we were on the edge of really having some good opportunities, got our foot in, we're doing a good job, but realized in order to sustain that growth, we needed to invest in a foundation in our business. As a small company, when we were that $2 million company, myself and my partners, between the three of us, did everything, did all the, you know, administrative, strategic planning, marketing, everything was done by the three of us. And we realized it just, at some point, you can't have that continue. So we invested really in that infrastructure. And that's really been a huge help because we brought in the right people that can help us take it to the next level.
What area do you focus on?
I focus on the strategic planning and a lot of the sales and marketing and directing that. And at the same time, I still have a lot of daily interaction with the customers, particularly some of our bigger customers. So I'm still, you know, well involved in a lot of what goes on in the company.
And you're, another thing we should talk about is kind of the process of Segway and its founding versus how you came to be one of the owner partners.
Mm-hmm.
And it was founded in 1997. There were two other partners, and you were an employee.
That's correct. There was two founding partners, and they brought me on really, you know, from day one. And then a few years into that, one of the founding partners bought out the other. And then in 2002, the fall of 2002, myself and my two partners, Mike and Ron, bought out the original founder.
Was that a scary time?
Oh yeah, that was a real white knuckle ride. Because it's a hard thing. One, there's a lot of drama that goes on with an internal buyout like that. And it's, you know, we were essentially borrowing money that we didn't have.
So that was scary.
So that's scary. Not knowing exactly how everything's going to pull out, you know, we were on the hook for things, felt good about the business that we had, good relationships with the customers, but still there was things that sometimes you don't know. There's external things that can impact your customers and the contracts that you have that you don't have a lot of control over. So it was pretty scary, but, it, you know, we got out of that and things have gone well.
So now that you've gone through a management buyout, what advice do you have to somebody else who wants to go through it?
I would first of all say do it. If that's something that you have a passion for and you're very interested in what you're doing, go for it. The second thing would be, and I didn't have to do mine alone.
So less risk.
And as I got less risk, and also there's people there that are going through the same thing so that you can talk to someone who understands what's going on. I know when we did our buyout, at one point in time, one of the three of us always had a little bit of you know, the verge of the meltdown, like, I can't believe we're doing this kind of thing. So I would say if you have good partners, that really makes a big difference. And I was fortunate to have partners who are solid guys, have shared values, and they all had different skill sets than what I had. So it made a good synergy.
Excellent. We're speaking with President CEO of Segway Technologies, Brian Callahan. So that was, what year was the management buyout?
It was October of 2002.
Okay. And so it was not nerve-wracking, but you kind of took a risk for
right.
A few years. When did you kind of get through that and say, okay, now I can breathe?
Well, the terms of the buyout lasted 3 years. So after 3 years, we had paid everything off. We actually paid everything off a little bit earlier. Once we paid that off, it freed up cash for us to invest in the company itself and other things. And that's really around 2005 into 2006, really, when things started going up from there.
Okay. Excellent. And then you think you're out of the woods, and then, you know, the economy happens, right?
Right.
Yeah. You're like,
but there's always something that happens, Rebecca.
Would you say daily, weekly, daily, always something happens?
I would say, yeah, sometimes daily. Hopefully it's more just like a weekly thing. But that's part of the challenge, and that's part of what makes it enjoyable.
Now, you could have gone into IT kind of doing it yourself, but you've ended up on the, as you said, the strategy and sales side.
Well, I got involved in IT. Originally, I was working on-site at the Pentagon as a budget program analyst, and I got hired by a company who was developing budget and financial systems for the Air Force, and they needed somebody who understood the business and understood the customer and what they needed. And I enjoyed working with numbers. And literally, within the second day of working there, I loved it because I liked being able to translate what I knew were problems that the Air Force customers were facing, and have someone working with there who had the engineering background to be able to come up with a creative solution. And then I ended up being someone who was on site, didn't know anything about a database. We launched an application that needed a lot of a database support. So I learned a lot of things just hands-on and self-taught.
And your background is a bachelor's in business from University of Michigan, mm-hmm. and a master of science in environment sciences from Johns Hopkins University.
Right.
So what's your leadership philosophy?
My leadership philosophy, and I've learned this growing up, how I was raised, and then my experience being in the military, is find good people who are confident in themselves, have a passion for what they do, and good at it, and then provide them the tools and the environment for them to foster. If you let people do that and let people grow, I found the return on investment to be pretty big. I don't like to micromanage, and I don't want to have people who work for me that I have to micromanage.
And you were in the Army Reserve Special Forces.
And also active duty.
And active duty.
Right.
What did you learn about leadership?
Probably the biggest takeaway was setting the example. That was something... I was very fortunate to have incredible leaders being an 18-year-old man going in to the military and seeing people who were older, experienced, exhibiting a lot of different leadership skills. So that was really the biggest takeaway for me, because people look to their leaders to see, and if they're doing the right things, then people follow that person.
Excellent. Well, Brian, I want to thank you for appearing on Leaders Portfolio.
Okay, thank you very much, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
President and CEO of Segway Technologies, Brian Callahan, and you can find his bio, a link to Segway Technologies, and his full interview at leadersportfolio.com. That's leadersportfolio.com. I want to also thank the sponsors, exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the leadership community directly, well, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We'd love to have you back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests, with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.